listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Laura Bailey with the University of Michigan News Service and School of Public Health. I'm talking today with Professor Allison Aiello about a first-of-its-kind study called M-Flu. The study results suggest that during a flu outbreak, hand washing and wearing face masks can significantly reduce the spread of illness symptoms. Professor Aiello, can you explain the M-Flu study and why it was unique?
Yes, Laura, there's great concern over a pandemic of influenza, specifically how we would prevent the spread of disease in the case of a pandemic. And pharmaceutical interventions, particularly vaccinations and antivirals, really have been the mainstay in terms of the public health methods of preventing and controlling seasonal influenza outbreaks. And using these for a pandemic is also a major consideration and option for preventing pandemic influenza. However, in the case of a pandemic, vaccines or antivirals may not be available in ample quantity, or they may not provide sufficient protection in the case of vaccines, and antivirals, there's issues with resistance. So recently, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other governmental agencies have developed an interim planning guide on the use of non-pharmaceutical interventions, measures that include voluntary home quarantine, isolation and treatment of cases, social distancing, as well as school dismissals, and personal protection measures such as face masks and hand hygiene. Although a few of these measures can be evaluated during seasonal influenza outbreaks, many are difficult or even impossible to actually evaluate in the advance of a pandemic. So things like, for example, home quarantine, isolation, and social distancing are very difficult to test in a study to look at their effectiveness in the advance of a pandemic. However, the use of face masks and hand hygiene interventions can actually be evaluated now during seasonal influenza outbreaks, and this can provide evidence for decision makers in terms of implementing some of these interventions. So what's unique about the M-Flu study is that we actually conducted a cluster randomized intervention study to assess the influence of face masks and hand hygiene on the incidence of influenza-like illness symptoms, and this was conducted in university residence halls at the University of Michigan. And this actually allowed us to simulate how masks would be worn before an individual actually becomes ill, and how masks and hand hygiene together may actually protect them from seasonal influenza.
Professor Aiello, what do the results tell us, and should we be pleased by what you found?
Well, Laura, this is a 2-year study. Our first year results, which we are presenting at the Infectious Disease Society of America, show that mask use in conjunction with alcohol-based hand sanitizer may help reduce influenza-like illness rates. The results were really most apparent towards the end of the study, where we observed reductions in influenza-like illness symptoms of up to 50%. And yes, we should be pleased with these results. However, we conducted this study during a very light influenza season, so we cannot extrapolate these results to confirmed influenza cases, only to respiratory symptoms in general. And, you know, as I mentioned, this was the first year of the study, and we do plan to do several other studies in terms of looking at this, as we had a major outbreak of influenza in the second year of the study, and we're in the process of analyzing this data. And this will actually allow us to look at influenza cases as well as other respiratory infections that might be prevented from masks and hand hygiene.
Professor, what is the next step and how will the results be used?
You know, this was just the first year of the study, and we feel that the second year, where we actually had an outbreak of influenza and we can analyze what types of infections are infecting individuals and possibly being prevented by masks and hand hygiene, that will be really the next step, is to look at this in relationship to specific pathogens, including influenza and other viruses. And so, you know, we do hope that this research will help guide some of these non-pharmaceutical policies in terms of future pandemic response.
Aiello is an assistant professor of epidemiology at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. Aiello and her co-author, Dr. Arnold Monto, presented these results at the Infectious Disease Society of America annual meeting October 26th. Aiello's research interests include hand hygiene interventions in the community setting, social and life course determinants of infectious disease, antibacterial soap use and antimicrobial resistance, and the link between infections and chronic disease. This has been Laura Bailey with the University of Michigan News Service.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.